Pony up for Pegasus.
Pegasus, empowering people to develop their abilities through horse-facilitated services.
We've been talking about it all week. This absolutely amazing charity goes by the name of Pegasus. It's down in Holt, 100 acres just of amazing facilities to help people with disabilities in Canberra develop their abilities. It is absolutely incredible. We've talked about it a lot. We're trying to get businesses on board to donate. You get a free on-the-spot Ned and Josh ad if you donate $1,000. So get in touch with the station. Let us know you want to be a part of that action. But right now, it's very important, too, to explain why this is so important.
Exactly right. We have spoken to, obviously, the people who are helping us, supporting us, donating a lot of money. We did an ad for Corkill Bros. We've also been speaking to some of the volunteers that are down at Pegasus, but we've spoken to a father who has a daughter in the program. Today, we're speaking to a mother who also has a child in the program.
Yeah, we're catching up with Mary this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Very happy to be talking to you this morning, Mary, about the impact of Pegasus. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your Pegasus journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a little girl. She's 5.5. Her name is Abigail, and she's been at Pegasus now, about 2 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
It has been, hands down, one of the best things that we have ever done for her. So she has a condition called Rett syndrome, and the way that affects her is that well, pretty much affects every aspect of her life. She can't speak. She struggles to use her hands, and she struggles a lot with how she uses her body. So if you can imagine, as a mum, trying to find activities for her has been really tough.
Yeah.
We tried so many things. So, like, I tried play groups. I tried gyms. And they just never really worked for us. Like, we everyone was really kind and lovely, but we just didn't quite fit in because Abigail just couldn't do what the other kids are doing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So we'd been waiting for Pegasus for a while, and I remember when we finally got to do our trial, if you like, with them, I was really nervous because, you know, these are big horses, we didn't know anyone, and I had to let my little girl go off on her own. I tell you what, guys, it was amazing. So they kitted her up. She looked super cute. She's like 2 years old. She's got a little riding cap on. And they led her up to get on the horse. Now, this kid who struggles to move stopped and worked so hard to raise her own leg to try and get up on that horse. Mm. And I just got goosebumps. I just went, oh, my God, we've just found the thing.
Yeah.
We found the thing for Abigail that she can do.
Yeah.
She just went from strength to strength. Like, it was just amazing.
That's absolutely fantastic.
And that this is absolutely incredible.
Do you, so what kind of improvements have you seen in terms of the strength to strength? Because that can mean a lot of different things.
Well, I'll give you a really great example, which just totally blew my mind. We were sitting around one day. I had a bit of a therapy team all coming to support her. And because Abigail doesn't have a lot of core strength in her body, usually when she's playing, she'll be leaning up against a piece of furniture to play with a toy or maybe lying on her side or whatever. So we're all sitting around talking, and I look up and I see my little girl sitting upright, cross-legged on the floor playing with the toy.
Wow.
And everyone just stopped and went, what is happening? And that was after literally one term at Pegasus. Suddenly, Abigail had the core strength to sit up on her own.
And that just comes from sitting on the horse? Is that literally?
Yeah, look, I think so. That need to kind of engage her core and balance. And one of the things the teachers or the coaches at Pegasus often say to me is when Abigail gets off the horse, gee, she's worked hard today, you know, because they are really using a core because, you know, they stay upright, they support themselves. But I didn't expect that. And it really was like chalk and cheese, that transformation. And the thing I can put it down to is riding a horse at Pegasus.
That's so incredible.
It is actually amazing. It is goosebump stuff because you just, and we said this earlier in the week when we were speaking to another family member, this is just, you don't think about how much is activated just by sitting up on a horse. Like, it's an incredible therapeutic thing.
Look, 100%. And also the way that they run those programs at Pegasus is fantastic. Like, just simple little things like having the horses start and stop to music, which my girl loves. she loves to trot. And I can tell you as a mum, seeing your kid sitting on a horse and they start running with it, you know, you're going to have a few moments there.
Yeah.
She loves it. You can't. There's a big smile that she gets on her face. And I'm not making this up. There is a particular smile that she has after horse riding that I don't see at any other time.
Jeez,
that is so beautiful,
that
Mary.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
it really is. And I think that the other thing is that it's something that she can do on her own.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, she doesn't need me. And even for me as a mum, like, I think the thing that we have to think about Pegasus too is that there's all these amazing benefits for the kid that's on the horse, but then for the families as well.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
As a mum to my daughter with all her challenges, I rarely get the chance to just be a mum.
Yeah, wow.
But here I get to go to Pegasus and I get to sit and cheer her from the sidelines, and she gets to look up at me and be all proud because it's not me having to help her. She's getting to do it on her own, and I think that's a really important thing as well.
God, man, you make me tear up a little bit. That's absolutely incredible, and that's something that we've been talking a lot about what the kids get out of it. I'm so grateful you've just explained that to us about what you get out of it as well, because that's not an aspect I wouldn't have even thought of. But yeah, that's truly an amazing thing that the Pegasus have given you and your daughter together. That's really amazing, Mary. I literally cannot thank you enough for telling us a bit about your story this morning. I wish we had more time, but this is just exactly why this is so important. Would you have anything to say to anybody who's just right there thinking, I probably could free up some money now in the business to donate towards Pegasus? What would you like to say to them?
Look, I'd say please do. It's a local organisation and they have a real impact, a life-changing impact on kids in our community and mums and parents and families like me, and let's just get behind them. And thank you guys so much for getting the word out there and the work that you're doing to raise awareness about this fantastic, magical place.
Not at all, Mary. Thank you so much for your time this morning and explaining your story. We appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you. Hit 104.7, Ned and Josh.